Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30th, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of the legalities. The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records from the Internal Revenue Service as part of an investigation into the service's presidential audit program. A shooter at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, Tuesday night that left six people dead was a manager at that Walmart, and that he took his own life with the handgun he brought. The Chesapeake Police Department says four other people were hospitalized. Kevin Harper was on the clock at the time of the shooting.
Just left out of the break room. Manager come in there, started capping people up in there. Started shooting, bro. Like, I'm whole, though, y'all. Sadly, though, we lost a few of our associates. I don't know how many. I'm not going to speak on it.
Bob Iger is wasting no time reorganizing Disney after being renamed the company's CEO. Bob said he plans to restructure the company, quote, in a way that honors and respects creativity as the heart and soul of who we are, end quote. The face of the COVID-19 pandemic will be scrutinized for his actions.
Some Republican members of Congress are calling for a probe into Dr. Anthony Fauci and his management of the COVID-19 pandemic after Republicans won the House majority in the next Congress. Dr. Fauci says he has nothing to hide.
I have no trouble testifying. We can defend and explain and stand by everything that we said.
Dr. Fauci is stepping down from his government role next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A man in court in South Florida did the unthinkable.
A man in a Miami-Dade County courtroom waiting to hear the verdict on the armed robbery charges he was found guilty of after being in custody for 3 years attempted to cause himself serious harm. His family said he drank a cup of bleach, but don't know how he got it, and think the county should be more concerned about the safety of inmates. Here's what they told television station Local 10.
This should not be happening to people that's in custody. Very emotional for the whole family. We thought we were going to lose Jermaine that day.
The man had to be removed from that courtroom on a stretcher, but he's expected to be okay. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries, a Democrat from New York, the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, formally announced his bid to succeed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the House Democratic leader. Jeffries, a Brooklyn native and former New York State legislator, would be the first black leader of a party in Congress if confirmed. The leadership elections are scheduled for November 30th. Mainstream media outlet CBS News has been ridiculed on Twitter since admitting Monday that the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop which the Post first revealed more than 2 years ago, CBS News says now it's authentic. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and we need you all hands on deck. We've got the majority, really a super majority of Americans all in agreement that we are on the wrong track. And we're coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. I was here last night for the premiere of the Wingfoot Saga. What a great animation series. It is audience funded, much the same way as The Chosen from Angel Studios. And we were able to be blessed with three preview showings of this animation series going to come out. It's going to be a multiple series, much like The Chosen as well. So anyway, had a great time, saw some old friends, and even ran into the Gettys. Boy, I'll tell you, they have my favorite Christmas album. When I told Kristen, I said, it's forever on my cell phone, you know, that I play 12 months a year. So in fact, they're announcing they've got a tour coming up as well. So Keith and Kristen were there, and so many other of our friends as well. So right now, our friend Horace Cooper joins us, the legal analyst and constitutional professor. Hey, Horace, how are you?
Good. It's great to be on the program. I hope you're going to enjoy the program in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh yeah, it's always a lot of fun here with a lot of friends in the area. So came up out of Florida, which is still riding the high from the midterm elections, and we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I don't know if you were shocked as I was with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Capitol Hill yesterday, again, refusing to answer straight up questions of whether or not there were FBI insurgents involved in January 6th at the alleged insurrection that they want to frame it as?
Well, shocked might not be the right word, but I am astonished that he didn't understand that now that the House is no longer controlled by his sympathizers, people who believe that it would be far more important to highlight the aberrance associated with what ended up happening on January 6th, than what steps were taken to minimize the likelihood of the aberrance that took place on January 6th. And that's where we'll be headed when a new Congress comes in. And he is going to be forced to answer the question about what knowledge did they have and what steps did they take. Our former speaker, I refer to Nancy Pelosi as our former speaker, she's surely, under the terms of the Constitution, is going to remain speaker until January. She is very likely to become a private citizen. There is some talk that she's going to stay in and lead her party, but that talk is unfounded. There is a lot more understanding that she plans to endorse her own daughter to take the seat that she has, and she's going to be a private citizen. But guess what? Private citizens have to respond to subpoenas. And yeah. she is going to be forced to answer questions about why the Congress, the House of Representatives, did not take appropriate steps to accept former President Trump's offer of assistance, security assistance, and mm-hmm. she is going to have to answer what conversations did she have with those who were making those offers and also with her, the Capitol Police themselves. There's going to be a real conversation about what role the Capitol Police played. Was there some disarray? Did members of the Capitol Police actually invite people to enter the Capitol? All of this ends up turning around. And that means our FBI director isn't off the hook. He's actually may have made his situation worse by choosing to dissemble at the very point of not realizing it's too late for that. Now is the time where you try to cut your deal. Now is the time where you try to tell the American people what you claim you didn't understand they really wanted to know. When we catch you in the act, well, it's too late.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, we've got a limited amount of time. I mean, 2 years in some cases might seem like a long time, but as far as the Beltway is concerned, as you know, when the clock is ticking, it goes by pretty quick. And so the Republicans need to be really focused and honed in on this issue, because not only do they have this, they've got the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, all that scandal to deal with. They've got so many scandals to deal with. It's like, man, you better pick your battles and make sure they're very well targeted so that you can affect something, because the Democrats and the Beltway, the deep state, they know how to run out the clock. And they figure, okay, it's going to be miserable for, you know, you have 2 years, but in actual time that you're there doing investigations, you know, what are you talking about? Maybe half the time, maybe three quarters of the time max, because of all the time off and other things that take them away from the business at hand, Horace?
So, one of the things that the committee process, I worked on Capitol Hill for almost 15 years. I worked on Capitol Hill, and I got to see close in what's possible and what's not. And you're right. It could be a long, hard slog with regard to using the committee process as a way to ascertain information. But you can chew gum and walk at the same time, because you can have subcommittees. Subcommittees can work on some aspects while the full committee work on other aspects. Every single committee has multiple subcommittees, and that would give you an opportunity to have the Energy and Commerce Committee work on issues while a subcommittee work on its broad agenda, while having a subcommittee bring Dr. Fauci up, who
yes.
likely is also a private citizen, and make him give answers. The same is true with the House Judiciary Committee. There are any number of these issues. You and I have talked about how much money, how much support, how much assistance you and I and the rest of your listeners as taxpayers paid to the rest of the country to for schools and for safety and security and the like, and how much of that money went to prisoners, how much of that money was used fraudulently. Well, the Ways and Means Committee can work on extending the Trump tax cuts while a subcommittee opens up an investigation on, hey, where did this money go? How
right.
was it used?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
know if you remember, but this will be a reprise of what happened in 2010.
Yeah, I do remember, and it was ugly, and get ready, because this is where politics can get real dirty, right?
We'll see, because it can be. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is that when you talk about the money going to the rest of America, when you really follow the money, you see that most of that money went to private interests. It went to these, the return of political favors.
Absolutely.
Because the Democrats
That's the way
were beholden.
People intended, lining yeah. the pockets of people.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Horace Cooper. Got to go to quick break. Horace, of course, the former constitutional law professor.
professor, recognized legal commentator right here. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Thanksgiving is this week, and as Americans gather around the table to feast and fellowship, we at the Tide Ministry are not only grateful for the amenities we have here in America, but also for the continued ability to share the gospel through radio broadcasts around the world. Many of the places where the Tide Ministry broadcasts are heard don't have access to some of the basic amenities we have here. But thanks to our radio broadcast in their own native languages, they are able to hear the good news and know that Jesus Christ loves them enough to die for them and grant them new life. It's inspiring and convicting to see how many value their hope in Christ more than anything else. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hour. We've got Horace Cooper with us. He is an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, also a former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Real quick, just as a sidebar here, Horace, I thought it was interesting that, you say Nancy Pelosi will not be the leader, and the 218th congressman, were you aware, came from California. Kevin Kiley, who's been a friend of the show, we've been supporting him. what a rich history this young legislator has had. And here he's been, you know, one of the sole Mohegans almost in California state legislature, and his constituents continue to reelect him. And this time they said, hey, look, there's probably you've probably done as much as you can do here in California with the odds against you. So we're going to send you to the Beltway and, you know, go fight on behalf of the people. So here you are. You have a Californian in Kevin Kiley ousting the Californian Nancy Pelosi as the leader of the House. I don't know. There should be something significant there somewhere. Maybe time will tell.
Well, let me say a couple quick things about this. One is that a lot of your listeners are looking around and saying, hey, I got the champagne. I've got ready for my friends and family to come over. And suddenly what we saw was a dud. What happened? Well, I want your audience to understand that those people who voted for freedom, who were unhappy with Joe Biden, who were unhappy with the COVID mitigation, and who believed that the country was headed in the wrong direction, outnumbered those people who were satisfied, who were even pleased. In fact, the data does not show that the Dobbs ruling played any significant role. So I want people to remember this fact. More people voted for freedom, almost 5 points. We'll know for sure when the last California vote is counted, because even if those who support big government, those who support the idea that every Fauci dictate is gospel, even if that got 70% of the vote, it still would make it probably 4.5% more Americans voted for freedom than voted against freedom. What it looks like is there are a lot more of the freedom lovers distributed in places outside of the urban parts of this country. A lot like how the Electoral College works, you get the state's entire electoral votes, even if the state doesn't have a million people, and you lose the entire state's electoral votes, even if a state has 30 million people. You could get a lot of votes trying to get that 30 million, 50% of it, but right. You don't get as many votes getting half of the 1 million votes. But you can still win the Electoral College with a combination of those smaller states. And in fact, you don't even have to win the popular vote to win the election. Well, freedom won the popular vote, but freedom may be distributed in such a way that its jurisdictions, take my county, Polk, when I grew up, that particular county was the place of the yellow dog Democrat. A yellow dog could win if it ran as a Democrat. My county this week, 79.9% of my county voted for freedom, voted for liberty. They voted for Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that's not an outlier. The entire east part of the state where the yellow dog reign went heavily in the direction. There are, in fact, a couple of counties that got 83% voting for freedom. Now, the good news is that's a lot of people living together that love freedom. The bad news is, in Connecticut, if some of that 83% had been represented there, you might have picked up a seat, like the Logan seat, where we lost one of the first African Americans in 20 years running as a Republican and supporting freedom. We lost that district only by a couple of points.
Mm-hmm. Well, Horace, you know, I appreciate your perspective on it. This is encouraging because, in a sense, there was a red wave.
Yeah.
It just wasn't demonstrative in as much as that it's showing on the scoreboard. Basically, if things continue in the manner in which they are, what do we do? I mean, because we sound like a bunch of whiners in some case when we say, well, look at these Democratic operatives again took advantage of the laissez-faire attitude of the Republicans. And when I say that, there's probably a lot of Republicans who work their tails off to try to secure the votes in these varying states. But the machinery, the mechanisms that were in place in terms of trying to control the outcome of the vote is still pretty obvious, like in Pennsylvania and, you know, what happened in Nevada. Arizona is still a little, you know, confusing to me. It's a head scratcher here as to what's going on. Because like you said, I mean, what was on the ballot was freedom or socialism. I mean, more of the socialism than Joe Biden. You know, of course, when he's asked after everything is all said and done, what did he learn, you know, from the election and what's he going to do about it? And his response was nothing. He said, nothing. I'm not going to do anything.
Well, I want us to be of good cheer. It would be different if we woke up and found out not only did we not make progress in taking control of Congress, and there are more of those who hate liberty, more of those who hate freedom that showed up on election night. Let me just suggest this. In 2024, when you start looking at Senate races, what you see is they're going to be heavily distributed in the parts of the country where freedom reigns. Mm. In fact, Mr. Joe Manchin is running in a state that was Donald Trump's third highest showing support on election night in 2020. And when I was a kid, that entire state had given itself wholly over to whatever Democrats or whatever those socialists or whatever you want to call the other side. They had given themselves completely and totally over. And today they are the third most conservative voting state in the country. Mm-hmm. Joe Manchin is in serious trouble in a state like that. So
yeah,
we
should
be looking at a significant, not because of any change or persuasion on the part of the American people, but just based on where the seats are. Are they more rural or are they more urban?
Exactly. Well, so we've got a couple of tough years ahead of us, but we have some wind at our back here, if I'm hearing you correctly, Horace, that should be encouraging, you know, for all of us. And there is a price to pay for freedom. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that the Democrats in the last couple of weeks came up with this narrative that this was a fight for democracy. And, you know, of course, we live in a democratic republic, not a democracy, but that was their, that's the way they framed it. And the people did not quite understand what they were talking about any more than they really understood their position about the Dobbs decision either, Horace. And, you know, and it's encouraging to hear you say that the Dobbs decision didn't really.
The data does not show that.
Exactly.
What we ended up seeing were if people were inclined to vote for the blue or the Democrats or for liberals, it didn't have much, it didn't have much sway over them. And if you look at states that have voted traditionally that way, you continue to see that phenomenon at work. Only a couple of the purple states were we a bit disappointed in how they turned out. But if you go and look at those states, you will see rural votes in those blue states looked good for us.
Yeah.
They're going to look even better in 2024.
Can you imagine the people there in the states? I mean, you know, the rural parts are, you know, they're standing for freedom and they go into the city and they probably don't even recognize their own state just by, you know, changing zip codes.
Well, if we don't change policies in America quick, they're not going to recognize their own state, period, because of the danger and all of the economic turmoil that will head our way if the policies of this president are stopped.
See, this is why we love having Horace Cooper on, because he knows what to bring to the conversation that gives us hope and encourages us. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Thank you, Horace. Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia overnight left multiple people dead and several others injured. The shooter is confirmed deceased, and more details will be available later this morning. Chesapeake Police Department spokesman Leo Kaczynski.
So we go inside, and long story short, over the course of the next 30, 45 minutes, we were able to find multiple fatalities and multiple injured parties. With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures.
The White House on Tuesday announced that it's extending the pause on student loan repayments through June 30th, 2023. The latest extension comes as the Biden administration's student loan transfer plan remains in question because of legalities. The Supreme Court on Tuesday cleared the way for Democrat-led House Ways and Means Committee to obtain President Trump's tax records. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, Fox News contributor, who joins us right now. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Not too bad, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, you know, like you, I'm trying to get out of this fog that I'm in as a result of, you know, what we just experienced. I think the Democrats have found a new way to win. You don't debate. You don't campaign. You just stay hunkered down. And whoever it is, whatever channels of raising big money, millions of dollars, where you can outspend your competition 14, 18 to 1 and get away with it to such a degree that you even have an imperiled candidate for the Senate who literally has worse mental problems than the President of the United States, and you still win. I mean, this is all a mystery.
Yeah, it's really quite something, isn't it?
Right.
A friend of mine, we're watching the election results pour in as the crime continues, as you can hear.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming to take us away.
He said, "I can't believe the people of Pennsylvania have elected a potato as their next senator," and that's, I think, unfortunately, about right. And you know, this as you say, this model is, if you're a Democrat, you get early voting started as close to Labor Day as you can. Get all the early Democrat votes in. hold off on debating if either completely or do it, you know, around Halloween. And at that point, you've got a ton of Democrat votes in there before people can hear anything you say and think, gee, I don't know, I disagree with that, or that's kind of crazy. Or in the case of Fetterman, oh, my God, he can't finish a sentence. I believe in Pennsylvania there were something like 630,000 votes, early votes, already in the bag before the debate October 25. And they started voting September 16th. That is 7 weeks and 2 days, 39 days of early voting before Fetterman had that performance of his in the debate, which I think even Democrats said, oh, my God, this guy's in really bad shape. But, you know, at that point, 630,030 votes in and 630,000 votes in, and probably early votes tend to be Democrats. So let's say, right, you know, on average, maybe that's 400,000 vote margin before anybody would have said, you know, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't put this guy in. So, and then you've got Katie Hobbs out in Arizona. She didn't debate at all. She never debated, not even at the last minute. And she just, you know, basically pulled an even more dramatic Joe Biden bunker strategy. I mean, Biden did eventually come out and debate a couple of times. She never debated at all. And she said, oh, it's beneath me to debate Carrie Lake because she's a never-Trumper. I mean, rather, she's a Trumper and a election denier, blah, blah, blah. And so she just hit her face and, as far as we can tell, has been elected the next governor of Arizona. It's just astonishing.
Exactly.
It really is.
Well, and here she is, Secretary of State. She had control of the whole process there in Arizona, you know. Yep. So, and I think Carrie Lake called her out in June or July saying, you ought to recuse yourself. Ain't going to happen. I mean, because we're back to the old saying, like, what did Joseph Stalin say? It's not who counts. It's not who votes. It's who counts the votes.
You got it. Absolutely. And, boy, Katie Hobbs had and still really has a massive conflict of interest here. And you know, the worst-case scenario is she's sitting there, you know, behind her desk saying, okay, let's rig the rules so I can win, which is totally corrupt. Or she may be totally honest, follows the law, does everything by the book, makes decisions as justly and reasonably as possible. But still, people like us and others think, oh, my God, it's cooked. It's a rigged system.
Yeah.
And either
well, the people in Arizona, DeRoy, 50% of the people, roughly round numbers here, are going to have their doubts. They're going to feel wait a minute, she fixed the system, right?
You got it.
I mean,
yeah.
Either it's
corrupt, which is awful, or you have the appearance of corruption, which is the next worst thing. And then people think, well, it's a rigged system. It's all a sham. It's a fake. You know, I can't trust anything this woman does. She's not my governor. She's illegitimate. That sort of thing does not. That just erodes confidence in government and starts decaying our public institutions. So this is not good. She should have recused so that, A, she couldn't do anything wrong, and, B, even if she were a total angel, people wouldn't think that she's a demon when, in fact, she isn't. Either way, she should have stepped back and said, look, I'm going to step back and not be involved making these decisions on this election, which she is on the ballot.
Well, of course, and one of the mantras for the Democrats was that we're saving democracy. How do actions like this save democracy? I mean, it seems to me that they're in conflict.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, I don't see how you save democracy by having conflicts of interest like we just described. I don't see how you save democracy by saying, I don't want to debate my opponent, or I'll debate my opponent way late in the process when nobody's had a chance to evaluate both of the candidates up close, you know, or at least facing off on television. I don't see how you advance democracy by blasting out mass mail-in ballots like they do in Nevada and California, other states, to people who didn't request them, didn't ask for them, might not want them. You know, there are people who, for whatever reason, might think, you know what, I don't like these candidates. I'm busy. I don't want to think about the election. Don't bother me with it. And yet, boom, here comes a ballot saying, all right, you got to think about this. Or you throw it, you know, you leave it downstairs in the lobby of your apartment building, or you throw it out, and somebody picks it up and says, oh, this is great. I can vote a second or third or fourth or 25th or 87th time for governor, for senator, for U.S. House. And who knows if all these mail-in ballots that keep rolling in, they're still coming in. Are these legitimate? Are these being filled out, you know, en masse in a union hall? Or for that matter, in a country club by either Democrats or, for that matter, Republicans who decide, gee, you know, one man, one vote just isn't enough. So I want, you know, extra votes because I really feel strongly about this. This is awful stuff. And again, either these things are happening, in which case we've got basically organized crime in politics, or they're not happening, and people like you and me and millions of others think they are. And again, that just makes us think the whole system is backward, corrupt, and completely rigged, and that's not good for building confidence in the government, which is what we all need in order for the society to stay standing.
And I think that's a fair request of all American citizens, is to know that their vote counted, that it was legitimate. I mean, they're still arguing about 2020. I mean, you know, because we just they insist that it was legitimate. And I'm saying, OK, wait, where's the proof? Can you give me some proof? Give me, you know, help me be confident what happened with 2020 was legit. I've got a sincere question on that. And, you know, DeRoy, nobody can answer that. They don't want to answer.
And, you know, there are a lot of doubts about 2020. There are probably going to be doubts about this election. You know, you've got I was writing a piece at the Fox News Channel last night at about 1, 2 in the morning, pulling an all-nighter, as a matter of fact. And up on the screen, you know, Pima County votes just in. This is this is Tuesday, nominally 1 week after the election in Pima County, Arizona. They're just finding a brand new batch of ballots, you know, fresh ballots rolling in, new ballot dump. I mean, what is this? It's a week after the election.
Did they come there by way of Pennsylvania or something on a slow truck?
Or, you know, off a spaceship that landed at Area 51 with, you know, oh, look, the Neptune votes just come in.
You're right.
Fresh votes from Mars. I mean, it's like something out of bad sci-fi, I think.
No, it really is. And again, it erodes the confidence of the American people. Because the deal is that, look, 80% of the country was, they had had it with this regime. I mean, they were not satisfied. I mean, very unsatisfied, 80%. And you're going to tell me with those numbers, because of Roe v. Wade, because of some mantra that supposedly this was, you know, democracy was on the ballot, that you're going to keep everybody in place? And, of course, Joe Biden's answer I thought was brilliant. You know, when he asked, okay, what are you going to do? And he goes, nothing. Why should he do anything? He did nothing to get elected, so we'll just keep doing nothing, right?
It's incredible. You know, I'm looking right now at Politico. As we sit here talking, the race for governor of California with Newsom winning, 70% of the vote is in. That's
70%.
30% of the vote's not been counted. 30% after a week? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Right. What is that? What kind of nonsense is that?
Well, look at the number of votes he got. Yeah, look at the number of votes he's got so far. And this is a guy that was recalled, 4 or 5 months ago? And look at the number of votes he was able to garner so far. And we're not even talking 100% of the votes in. So he's going, wait a minute, this is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, but, well, they tried to recall him, but he actually survived that, unfortunately.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, he went as far as having to face a recall vote, and here he is winning, you know, 60-40 or 59-41. It's really astonishing. It really is. This is not your father's mother's election system.
Not at all. Going to quick break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, having a little technical difficulty with Nina May. And as we try to reconnect with her, meanwhile, just to summarize what we're talking about, I mean, she laid out just one aspect here in terms of the timeline and the narrative that Nancy Pelosi, Capitol Police, what the Democrats would want us to believe, sadly, including Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, clearly we know where they stand. They hate Trump, so you can appreciate their bias in all this. And when I say appreciate it, at least have it noted so you understand what kind of information you're getting here. But you see, the Democrats are not interested in the truth. They do everything they can to avoid this. They've set up this thing in such a way and painted a picture much the same way. If you remember what happened with 9/11, we saw things, and there's clearly you see things with your eyes and you have a certain perception of it, right? And then you go to the media to confirm, deny, or reinforce what it is that you thought you saw. And the media was real good because they already had a story that they were going to lay out for us. They didn't do any deep dive research. They weren't interested because they knew what they were going to do with this. They knew how it was going to be handled. Now, you might even say that they were full aware that this was going to happen because they were so much in front of this. So how could they be so far in front of it if they didn't have advanced knowledge that this was going to come down? So the same thing here. I mean, the same pattern. Do you kind of understand how this pattern is forming? And we're seeing it, and then we're reinforced with this false narrative because that's what our government's been doing. I mean, they haven't given it to us straight for decades. They continue to move things around just like right now. You've got a president, call it for what it is, the most feeble
leader that we've had in modern history putting us on the brink of a nuclear Armageddon. And he talks about it so casually like it's no big whoop. You got to be kidding me. So, again, these are all these narratives that are all being put out there to what? To get us to believe anything but the truth so that they can maintain control and put the very essence and this idea of this great American experiment all at risk. I mean, this is how diabolical this is, as John Rutherford, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute was explaining to us earlier. And we have to wake up, and I believe more and more Americans are waking up, and I think this is why we are going to see something come November that's going to be very shocking to the ruling class and the ruling elites. And I hope, I really do, I hope and pray that it is. It is so shocking and debilitating to them that the only answer that is clear for everybody is that we return to first principles and this constitutional republic. They continue to abuse the Constitution, flat out ignore it, almost act like it doesn't exist, break the law. I mean, this is including the President of the United States. You know, Larry Klayman talked about a citizen's grand jury. And indicting the Bidens, I mean, you can, you know, at every turn, I mean, all this stuff that you hear more and more about the Biden family and Hunter Biden, it makes you sad. I mean, you know, here he is. He's got a kid that he loves very dearly. You can tell that he loves Hunter, but the kid's a mess. And then he gets him involved in this side hustle and, you know, takes advantage. I mean, his father took advantage of his own son to corrupt him and to get involved in this corrupt process, to make money for the Biden family at the expense of the American people. We've been sold down the river, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happened here. That's the truth. But they're going to do everything they can to maintain their narrative because power is that important. And the cost is, the quid pro quo is, Joe Biden gets to be president of the United States, the people get the shaft, and they get to, we're talking about the deep state that we mentioned earlier, they continue to hold on to the levers of power in this bureaucracy. It's like the Wizard of Oz. But see, this is what happened. When Donald Trump came on the scene, he pulled the veil back, and people saw what was going on. And boy, man, they couldn't get Donald Trump out of the way fast enough because they needed to get that shroud back so that they could continue to operate in the dark until they brought this country down. And they're so close to it. They're scarily so close to bringing this country down. And this is all by design. This is by accident. You know, they have operated and designed this process. This is how crazy, you know, this has become. I mean, it is scary. There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I don't know what else to tell you other than this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And it demands that we participate. We have to if we're going to save this country. And I agree with John. We've got to reconnect. First of all, we've got to reconnect with our moral compass. You know, and we got to understand the principles of this country and what built this country were God-given principles. And when we were obedient to those, and don't give me this stuff about, oh, what about slavery? What about, look it. God knew that he was making a commitment with flawed people. God knew this. And he knew that we weren't perfect, never been perfect. We're this side of heaven, nobody's going to be perfect here. God was aware of this. And there is salvation. There is a process. There is a way to reconnect to this moral agency that we've bankrupted. But if we ignore it, then we continue on this crazy path we're on. And as John said, it's just going to get more painful. And as Nina was pointing out to us, they're controlling the narrative. You think Donald Trump really is going to have a fair shot? He appears before this folk committee. They don't want to hear the answers. They're going to cut him off, just like they've done with other conservatives. They don't want to hear the answer. You know, they don't even want to, you know, this is the order of the day of these liberal progressives. You know, even at the local level, you get a father who's upset because the local school district decides to go totally woke, open up the bathrooms, and his daughter gets raped. Well, I mean, this absolutely defies everything that we know about, defies logic in that. But that's the way it goes. Anyway, we've got our connection with Nina May back, so we're grateful for that. Nina, welcome back. We've missed you. So,
thanks. I'm sorry about that.
The thing. Oh, that's okay. You know, electronics, it happens sometimes. You know, we know that. So with 3.5 minutes left, I'm going to let you summarize where we are. I mean, you pointed out this timeline, just one point, you know, case in point as to the discrepancy and the narrative that they've put out there to control their story. But it really is a big lie. And clearly it's a lie just when you look at the timeline, as you pointed out. What other things do we need to look at real quick in the last 3 minutes that we have together?
There are so many things that they've totally left out on purpose because it would make them look bad. Within 5 minutes of the president ending his speech, again, we're now all up at the Capitol. It takes an hour to get about 55 minutes to walk from the White House to the Capitol. So we were in that first wave coming in. No barriers, nothing. The Capitol Hill police are just strolling around the grounds looking at their phones. Now, remember, the breach had already happened, they said, 20 minutes before this. But why are Capitol Hill police just kind of strolling around? That doesn't make any sense. But the thing that was really frightening was up on the balconies of the Capitol, they were shooting flashbangs down into the crowd, a very peaceful crowd. And people were yelling, stop it, you're hurting people. And there were several people that were literally hit with the flashbangs. And I think one died. No one's going to report on it.
Well, there were two people that had heart attacks, according to Epic.
Exactly.
Two people had heart attacks. Right.
And one was caused by the flashbang hitting them right in the chest. They don't tell you about that. Mm. Why were they even shooting flashbangs into a peaceful crowd and rubber bullets? Mm. There were several people. I know a friend of mine who's has a radio show. Her son got hit with a rubber bullet. He was doing nothing but just standing there. They're not telling you that. So if they were inciting a riot, I guess they got a riot. But the problem was, we saw when we were walking up there, we saw two busloads of Antifa-type people being unloaded and escorted across the road up through the west side of the Capitol, inside into the Capitol. Who were they and what were they? Gosh, it's interesting. We see them on TV later being the violent protesters inside. But this time they've got like little red hats on and, you know, Trump signs and stuff. Yes. It was the exact same people. We had a group of 10
same people
standing right next to us, dressed the same way. And we heard one of them say, okay, it's time to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And just like a military movement. And they were dressed like Antifa / MAGA people. And it was so clear that it was a setup that they got in there. We saw people on the streets with us, but suddenly we turn on TV, are in the Capitol. How did they get in the Capitol? Because my contention all along, as a producer, as a script writer, as a director, I'm saying that a lot of this is pre-filmed and that you had extras in the background, and it just, things just don't add up. They just don't add up. Why at 3:30?
So they manufactured a B-roll, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it's very easy to film a scrum. You can have a scrum of anything going on. I can get three people in the middle of the woods to look like they're scrumming in the middle of a gazillion people. That happens. And why? When we walk back at 3 o'clock to the back of the Capitol, this is the Supreme Court side, we walk from the Supreme Court back to the Capitol because we were watching the TV, and it was showing things that were not happening. We walk back there, and all these Capitol Hill police just kind of strolling around, getting selfies with the Trump people. This is when all hell's supposed to be breaking loose. And guess what?
Exactly.
You can tell there was not one ambulance, not one EMP, not one.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started